Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Friday to you, Jason Wilde. How are you doing this morning?
Happy Friday to you, pretty Jenny, pretty Gaby, and pretty Chewy.
That would be a reference to the gentleman that we assume. I don't know. It's a pseudonym.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Pseudonym is Ricky, a great word.
Took me a while.
Yeah it's going to really take you a while most days, but now without your 8 hours to get your 5 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to be struggling today.
So, Jason.
I don't even want to know. Yeah. I don't even want to know. Yeah.
What do you do when your kids don't go to bed on time, Jason? Is there punishment? Do we need to, like, reprimand Chewy for not getting any sleep last night?
I don't think so. I don't know because, again, couch teases me because I act like I've got perfect kids and I don't. But there is one thing that they are perfect about is that this bedtime thing. Now, maybe this is influenced. You know, Paula deals with some fatigue from her post-cancer drug, so she goes to bed really early. But, like, I have never had a problem with them getting them to go to bed. So I don't know of what you speak, so we'll just move on to all the conjecture about this contract because, gosh darn it, this is so much fun, and I'm not tired of it at all.
That was sarcasm.
Jason, nailed it. Way to go, pretty Jenny.
Do you know the contracts that this pretty Ricky has nailed this offseason?
He got Trevor Lawrence before it happened, and I think he got Jared Goff right before.
And he got Jefferson.
If I remember correctly.
He got Justin Jefferson,
yes,
too.
And he got Jefferson.
So what do you do with that?
Well, I say kudos to you, pretty Ricky. But that doesn't, like, look, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and Diana Rossini and Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofolo, they're great at what they do. I could never do it. I have so much respect for them. They seem oftentimes consumed by the job, which I just don't ever really want to be. But they get stuff wrong too, right? Like, or they get beat. So that's the game. And I would feel fairly confident that whatever pretty Ricky's sourcing is, you know, he's got something. I mean, he's connected in some way to the agent game, and he deserves a ton of credit. I don't personally like people who, or I don't like, it's not that I don't like people who, I don't like it when people don't put their name on it, as Herm Edwards would say. Put your name on it. I try to use anonymous sources pretty sparingly. And I think the people that I just mentioned do a good job of sourcing and for news. But again, they're not always right either. And I'm sure the next time Adam joins you, I don't think he'll want to do this, but he can go through a list of times he's been wrong. So, you know, that's not a slight on pretty Ricky. I think that's just the reality that, you know, that's what happens to everybody. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if pretty Ricky is right or wrong. I don't know if Schefter or anybody else who's, you know, Adam told you guys that he didn't think it would be done by Monday. So you put that all together, and we'll just keep playing this game and having fun doing it.
That was also sarcasm. I heard it. It wasn't as dripping or as obvious as the first time, but I definitely heard the sarcasm there, Gabe.
Would potentially Mark Murphy kind of intervene here, Jason, just because this is going to be Mark's last shareholder meeting? And I'm guessing...
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to intervene because he wants to get it done.
Well, because
so they can, like, celebrate it.
Get a big splash. Like, what we know about Mark is he's got a big ego. And with this being his last shareholders meeting, wouldn't he want to have this big splash and have it announced on Monday?
I assume he's more focused on making sure he gets the big laughs because, you know, he's a stand-up comedian trapped in the body of a team president.
He should hire you to write some jokes, Jason.
I'd be great at that. The dad jokes would crush it. I've thought from the beginning how it would be really great synergy if the deal got done in time for the first day of camp. He practices, then you're celebrating it during the shareholders meeting. That it would be great, right? We all agree on that. But again, I don't think you want to do things because they're good PR or because they work well with the schedule. I'll tell you this. I was at the ESPN Milwaukee Delzer Open, and so I wasn't at the sit-down we have with Mark Murphy in advance of the shareholders meeting to talk finances. And from what I understand, he was very, very, very disappointed that I wasn't there. Ken, that's where you say
that's sarcasm.
But Bill Huber, being the good friend that he is, sent me the transcript of their conversation with him. And at one point, Bill Huber asked him about the contract and whether it was close or whether it was important to get it done in time for the shareholders meeting. And he said, that's Russ's area. Now, he could easily be just saying that because he didn't want to answer the question. But I do think that when it comes to the negotiation and the structure, that it's all Russ. And then do Goody and the president get into, all right, well, we got to up the ante here. We got to get this done. You know, the organization is willing to overpay a little bit to get this done, whatever that might look like. Yeah, I think probably. But for right now, like, again.
Yeah, but Russ Ball, Jason, isn't the end-all, be-all. He's not making the final decision.
Right. He's not saying, we're not paying this guy if he's not going to take $42 million a year. But at the same time, I do think that, you know, to me, this was always the question. And I have really reduced my social media usage. But, like, when I would come on here and say this or on our other shows that, hey, what are they going to do if it's not done by the first practice? And is Jordan going to practice or not? It was like I'm some sort of Chicken Little who's just trying to stir the pot. And that's not it at all. I'm certainly not rooting for that to be the scenario. But you have to, Jen's done this for a really long time, too. She just doesn't look like she's aged as much as me. But, like, it's our job in journalism to cover all the bases, including the, you know, less than awesome scenario for Packers fans in which the deal doesn't get done. Things turn a little acrimonious. And Jordan faces the decision on whether to participate in practices or whether to do the Rodney Dangerfield Caddyshack, oh, my arm, and not be able to go. Like, we saw it with our own eyes with Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius Smith was pissed that he was out of guaranteed money in his contract. He wanted more. And so this phantom back injury cropped up during that training camp, and he didn't participate. I still never got it confirmed if he actually had surgery on his back, right? Because that's selling the bluff if that's what happened. But we saw it with T.J. Watt, right? T.J. Watt was very upfront about it with the Steelers. I'm going to report, but I'm not going to practice. Like, I don't relish that because, quite frankly, there's a bunch of really good stories about this football team to be told this season. I don't really want to spend the first week of camp on Love Watch and talking only about that. Like, there's a lot of other cool stuff about this team to talk about. So I'm not rooting for that to happen, but it is a possibility. I don't even know if it's a probability, but I've been telling folks it's a possibility, and it still is. Hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully the deal gets done Sunday, not when we're trying to do something as a family before camp starts, or Monday, and everyone's happy, and we can all pop the champagne, and some liquor store vendor can break the news like they did with Pat Mahomes' deal.
Let's pivot very quickly, Jason, before we let you go. Yesterday, the SEC Network announced that Randall Cobb is going to be joining them as an analyst for the upcoming season. There has been no formal announcement about the end of Randall Cobb's NFL career. Should Packers fans and NFL fans be interpreting this as Randall Cobb is done playing football?
No, I saw he, you know, he's one of my guys. And not as much as Chewy, obviously, but one of my guys. And you got it, bud. And I sent him a note, and then I saw he also tweeted out later that this is not his retirement. So he's keeping the door open if somebody needs, you know, an older slot receiver to try and fulfill their wide receiver group. But he is, look, if, as Tausch likes to say, the league retires you, right? Most of the time. So he's keeping the door open, but whether or not anyone's going to knock on it is another question entirely.
All right, Jason, we appreciate your insight and your perspective. Have a great weekend. I know you said you guys are doing some family stuff before training camp.
Super Tramp. I love that band.
I smooshed great them together. Band. I smooshed them together.
Who's the one who didn't get any sleep last night?
Yeah, what time did you go to bed?
I'm doing an experiment. We'll talk about it during the
It ain't working.
I'm starting to realize that, to be perfectly honest with you. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
You can listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And that's where Mentality comes in, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? Well, low testosterone, maybe that can leave you tired, groggy. Just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to attack the day the way you once did. And it's easy to find out if that's an issue with you. You go to Mentality, lowtusa.com, book an appointment, go through the process. After a blood panel, within a week, your results are back. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality and they will put together a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. This isn't one size fits all. They want to make sure your levels are where they need to be. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.